Good morning and welcome to week two of our Advent series. This series I'm calling Yellow Lights. And I am so glad that you are here for this journey, this four-week journey of silence, stillness, of preparing our hearts to receive the birth of Jesus. Now, last week, we talked all about internal noise, the noise that we ourselves produce. And let's be honest, we produce a whole lot of noise throughout our lives. This week, today, I want to talk about a different type of noise. I want to talk about external noise, the noise that comes at us from the outside, the noise that bombards us almost every waking moment of our lives. And there's a lot of that type of noise, is there not? I mean, just last week when I was trying to record the first sermon, I had to go to multiple locations just because there was so much background noise all around me, even in the middle of the woods. From where I'm sitting right now, I'm constantly hearing the flow of cars as they pass by my house. I can hear the trucks down the highway, especially as they're downshifting as they pass by our exit. And then there's constantly all the noise of leaf blowers and motors and all the gadgets and gizmos that our neighbors are using. It's getting pretty loud out here, isn't it? How about we do this? Let's move inside. Hopefully we can actually have a sermon inside because there'll be more silence in there. There'll be less external noise if we were to move inside. All right, I think this is gonna work much better. Or at least I thought it was. Constant noisemaker. Now, for this second week, we're going to talk about the external noise. Hey, how you doing? All right, give me a few minutes, all right? Now, beeps, buzzes, the TV is going. All right, clearly this is not going to work to give a sermon. I'm going to move someplace else where I think it's going to be much quieter, a place where there actually is some silence. All right, here we go. Definitely going to find silence here. We're going to go into the car because noise can't follow us in the car. The car, it's like our sanctuary. It's the place we go to escape all of the noise, to be by ourselves. The problem is, maybe you're like me. When you step into your car and you turn the car on, here's what happens. Noise. You're greeted by noise. Your car on until the moment you open the door to leave and be bombarded by other noise. Noise is with us, even in the car. Maybe it's not music. Maybe it's a podcast. It's talk radio. Whatever it happens to be, even this sanctuary, this capsule that we're in by ourselves is filled with external noise. And we've been talking all about audible noise, the noise that you can hear. Let's talk for a moment about noiseless noise or visual noise. Remember this thing? The thing that we all choose to carry with us every waking moment of our lives. The thing that is never more than a foot, 2 feet from our body. The amount of noise and the different types of noise that this thing produces. Have you ever been waiting in line? Maybe you're shopping. You're bored. You're with someone, they're watching TV. You're not interested in what they're watching. You grab your phone. And what do we see everyone waiting in a line doing? Neck crammed down, staring into the screen of this phone. Maybe you're surfing the web, looking for information, input after input, one page after the next. Maybe it's scrolling through your social media newsfeed, which is simply this. It's an endless scroll. No matter how many times you keep flipping up, there's a new story, new information, a new picture that greets you. You have your email on here. You can look, okay, what are people trying to tell me? What messages are people sending me? We're constantly faced with visual noise as well, all trying to capture our attention. Think about Black Friday, an event that we just experienced the other day. What is Black Friday all about? It's about people making as much noise as possible so that you can buy their product or their service. We live in a noise-saturated world. People are trying to capture our attention through the noise that they can make. So if we're constantly being filled with noise, if there is noise every step, every moment, how do we escape the noise? How do we have some silence? How are we able to set all the noise to the side so that we can listen, so that we can be still? There's this fascinating verse in the Christmas story, in the book of Luke. And it's a verse that is very, very easy to miss because it's small. It's boring. It's not as grandiose as the other parts of the Christmas story. I mean, I missed this verse the first 30-something years of my life. I've never heard a sermon preached on this verse before. Here it is, Luke chapter 1, verse 39. And let me set the stage for you. Mary has just been approached by the angel Gabriel. And Gabriel tells Mary, you are going to have a son. And this son, you're to name Jesus, because your son is going to be the long-awaited Messiah. Mary, like all of us, like Zechariah, who we looked at last week, responded, who, me? How is this possible? There's no way. Like, are you sure you got the right person? And Gabriel responds and tells Mary, everything is possible with the Lord. Nothing is impossible with God. And Mary simply says, all right, I'm God's servant. I'm in. Let's do this thing. And after that, after she accepts her role, accepts her mission, here's what we find that Luke tells us. Verse 39, at that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. Mary, I mean, this is the biggest moment of her life. Biggest moment. Imagine this. You're going to have a son. It's going to be the Savior. Pretty big moment, is it not? What does Mary do immediately upon hearing this news? She retreats. She goes off the grid. She leaves the familiar. She leaves her immediate family. She leaves all of her friends, her town, everything that she knows in order to flee, to run to the hill country, to get alone, to be away from all the noise, so that she can reflect, so that she can listen, so that she can process all that she's just heard. The gravity of the news that she's just encountered. She needs space for it. She needs space for all of it to settle into her heart so she can prepare her soul for what is to come, for the next step of her journey. She couldn't do that with all this noise around her. She had to go somewhere where she could be silent, where she could filter out all the noise and be intentional about the noise that she was allowing in. Elizabeth, Zechariah, I trust them. They'll support me. They'll be there. They will give me space. They won't tell me I'm crazy. They won't be like my friends down the street who are like, hey, Mary, what is wrong with you? You've been drinking the juice too long? They're not going to be a dissenting voice. They're going to be a supportive voice. Now, if we were to pull out our Advent box for the week, let's look at our Advent gifts for week two. And let's begin by looking at a quote. First, a quote by Thomas Merton. And here's what Thomas Merton says. Let him who cannot be alone beware of community. Let him who is not in community beware of being alone. There's a cycle. There's a rhythm. Spending time alone by yourself and then spending time with community. Both are important. Both are necessary for our growth. We need times by ourselves. We need times of silence. When there's no other voices, when there's no other noise trying to shape us and mold us. Because that's essentially what all this noise is doing. It's trying to shape us in a particular way. It's trying to mold us to be a certain type of person. So we need time away from all of that shaping and that molding in order to get in touch with our soul. The truest self of who you are. And then once we've spent that time by ourselves, once we've listened and heard the divine voice speaking over us, we need to re-engage. We need to spend time with community. We need to go back home to give the gift of ourselves to the rest of the world. In Luke's gospel, a little bit later in the story, verse 56, we're told, Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Eventually, Mary returned home, but she needed 3 months by herself. 3 months of solitude, silence, of preparation. I mean, even Elizabeth herself, if we went earlier in the story, once she and Zechariah heard they were going to have a son, verse 24, after this, Zechariah's wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. 5 months remained in seclusion. These would have been probably the 5 months before Mary came to visit her. Elizabeth had to prepare herself to be the type of person Mary needed her to be. Elizabeth needed to prepare her heart. She needed to be that grounded, centered presence for Mary. That's what solitude and silence does for our souls. It grounds us. It centers us. It moves us in a direction of love, compassion, and grace. It moves us down a path that is good for ourselves, the best path for ourselves, but also the best path for the world. Beware of him who can't be alone, but also be aware of the person who can't be in community. We need to cycle in and out of both. And then a second quote. This one by author Ryan Holiday. We are overfed and undernourished. We are overfed and undernourished. Think about all the noise we've experienced over the past 10 minutes of this sermon. Think about all the noise that you experience throughout a day, throughout a week. More noise doesn't equal more nourishment. I mean, think about, we just celebrated Thanksgiving. And after Thanksgiving, or during Thanksgiving, we stuff ourselves with food, and then we go sit on the couch because we don't feel great the rest of the day. Being stuffed, filled with noise, with food, it isn't the healthiest for our soul. Sometimes, less is better. When it comes to noise, less noise can equal more nourishment. When Steph was pregnant, one of the things that she became very, very aware of was the type of food that she was putting into her body. Was the food she was putting into her body nourishing her and nourishing the child that she was growing within? It's the same with noise. Is the noise that we are allowing into our bodies nourishing us? Is it moving us in a good direction? Or is it taking us away from that loving, compassionate direction that we all desire to move in? So, how do we filter out the noise? How do we become intentional about the noise that we allow in? Well, let's look at our Yellow Lights Week 2 practices. Practice number one, begin the day with silence. How often do you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do, you grab your phone, you flip it on, and you start looking at the noise? What did I miss last night? Who tried to contact me? What if this week, the rest of this Advent season, we began every morning in silence? What if the phone was in the other room? What if it was more than 6 feet away from us? And we woke up each day this week. We just sat in silence and listened. Listen for the words that we need to hear that morning as we begin our day. Then a second practice, technology time blocks. What if we were to be very intentional about the times that we checked our email? What if we were intentional about the time that we surfed the web, the time that we went on our Instagram feed? What if we said, I'm going to give a half hour time block in the morning, give a half hour time block maybe here in the afternoon, and then maybe another hour in the evening. There are certain apps that actually do this for you. It will lock you out of your internet access except for certain time periods that you have already set up. What if we were to say, I don't want 24-hour access to my email or to my internet? And we said, I'm only going to check my mail 3 times. And I understand not everyone can do this with work, but what about even on the weekends? If we said, you know what, I'm going to check my phone once on the weekend and then that's it. How can we set our lives up in a way so that there are certain time blocks when we're very intentional about using our devices? And then a third practice, spend a day off the grid. Yeah, this one's really difficult. I get it. But what if we were to be unreachable for a day? What if we put all of our devices in the glove box of our car for the day and we were present to those around us? Or we were present to ourselves? Or we were fully present to life for a full day? Maybe even a couple of hours. Can we spend some time off the grid just listening? Getting away from as much noise as possible. And this week, as we go through our week, as we experiment and have some fun with these practices, there's another gift in your Advent box. Earplugs. What if we were to carry these earplugs with us for the rest of the week as a reminder that we desire to be people who are intentional about the noise that we allow into our lives? Maybe we actually want to use these earplugs and we want to put them in for an hour, for a day, probably not a week, but for a certain period of time. And it's us signifying to the rest of the world, we're drowning the noise out so we can be present to ourselves and this beautiful life that we've been given. So this week, may you learn to silence the noise. May you drown out as much noise as you possibly can. May you be aware of the noise that you're allowing in. And as you analyze, reflect on the noise, may you have the discernment to know this noise, it's not helping me. It's not moving me in the direction where I want to move. So may you cut that out and fill yourself with only the noise. Sure, it's going to be less, but only the noise that nourishes your soul, that fills you with love and compassion. Spend some time in solitude this week by yourself so that when you re-engage, you can be a person who gives the best gift of yourself to the world around you. Grace and peace to you this week, my friends.